Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Chasing Cars with Claressa and Julian Coe from SG Car Mart. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Chasing Cars on Money FM 89.3. I'm Claressa Montero. On the phone with me, Julian Coe, editor from SG Car Mart. Today, we're talking about something really cool. Or is it? It is the same platform, but three different cars. Not just cars, three different car companies. Because why not, right, Julian?
Of course. That
it's
is
so
always
good.
The case.
It's so good. Let's do it three times.
No way.
Well, that's what they have us believe. Now, let's start with the Seat Leon mild hybrid. Now, I remember having a conversation with you on Chasing Cars years ago where I said my neighbor had a Seat Leon. Every time I drove by it when I was parking, I always would look at it and think, yeah, it's actually not better. Not realizing it was probably the same platform as the VW I was driving even back then.
Right. But I do think the Seat Leon looks good. The new one, at least. It looks very
good. They always looked good. They really actually always looked good. And you know I have a soft spot for hatchbacks. So what else can
I say? You are so biased, man.
And what can I say? I mean, we all have preferences, right?
I guess. Okay, so the thing about the Leon, right, which is the cousin to the other two cars that we're about to talk about, it's all new. It now has a 1.5-litre engine that pumps out 148 brake horsepower and 250 newton meters of torque to the front wheels. Now, as a result, the acceleration is 8.5 seconds from 0 to 100 kilometers per hour. Now, all these may seem like boring, dull figures. And it is. I will not deny it. But when you fit it onto a hatchback like the Seat Leon, it just feels very punchy. It feels like you could live with such a car on an everyday basis.
Well, you know, 0 to 100 in 8.5 seconds is not blisteringly quick, clearly. But it is not, you know, lumbrously slow either.
I guess you're right. I think it's a very sweet spot. I think a lot of people, and I speak for a lot of people out there, right? We don't need a 5.5 second hot hatch.
Need? It's, nobody you know, needs that.
Yeah, right? We just want it. It's different, right? So for this, for an 8.5 second car, it's very decent. It will ferry you and the family from point to point in a relatively brisk manner.
In a good looking manner.
And that too, yes.
She is a very good-looking car. I've actually always wondered why Seats weren't more common on our roads. They're good-looking cars. They actually have really good build quality. My neighbor, you know, attested to that a few years ago when she said, oh, my maintenance costs very low. This car never has any problems. I just have to send it in for regular servicing. And that is a huge thing to say about any car.
I think maintenance costs is something people often overlook. They just see the car that they want. They think that they can afford it. I think they just put down the money and they forget about what's going to happen after
you bring it home.
Right? I think that's a very common...
Parents make the same problem, make the same mistake.
I mean, we all do. It's important to plan ahead. And maintenance costs is something that very crucial, because if you're going to buy a car and if you're intending to live with the car for 8-10 years, which you should in all honesty, so that your depreciation is linear, then yes, you'll have to think about maintenance cost.
Alright, so the Seat Leon mild hybrid is slightly under $120,000, about $118,000. That's not bad for a car that could fit a family. You and your boot space considerations. It has 380 liters of boot capacity. That isn't bad. Actually, not bad at all, considering the fact that this car is not humongous.
But not bad at all. It's fantastic. I mean, you should be proud, man. I would be proud if I drove the Seat Leon. I would be proud to say, you know what, about 380 liters worth of boot space here.
Okay, fine. That's one golf bag and maybe... Two.
One and a half. I think two wouldn't be a problem, in all honesty.
I think
I haven't tried
yeah.
it.
No, it would fit two golf bags, but I'd have to drop one of the back seats. So there. But then again, that is because it is a hatchback and it is a narrow behind. Now, 380 liters of boot space is exactly the same. It's what you will get in the Volkswagen Golf Mile Hybrid because, I say again, same platform, different car brand. So all three of the cars that we're talking about are more same than different. Sort of,
yes.
So it's a brand preference. Would you say at that point it becomes a brand preference?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's not just about brand preference. Well, maybe you can label it under brand preference, but I suppose it's, to me, I would say it in such a way that it's probably a brand you can relate to.
All right, fine. So for those of us, of you, who are Volkswagen fans, the Volkswagen Golf Mild Hybrid, same platform as the Seat Leon Mild Hybrid. So therefore, a lot of the specs are the same. It's also 0 to 108.5 seconds, Julian.
Yes, it is the same platform, same engine, same mechanical parts. That includes your cabin as well. You can see a lot of same stuff. When I say same stuff, a telltale sign would be the gear lever. It's an all-new gear lever that's very small, still as intuitive as before, but you've got to get used to it. I mean, it's not that usual gear lever where you can rest your left arm on and drive with one hand. You can't do that anymore because if you rest your arm, you'll just be resting your left arm on the center console itself. That's how small the gear lever is now.
Huh.
All these cars have the same since they're based on the same platform.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it is more expensive. The Volkswagen Golf Mild Hybrid starts at $125,000-ish, but that's probably because to some extent you are paying a premium for the Volkswagen badge.
And I think it's fair enough. I think it's very fair that you have to pay slightly more for the Volkswagen Golf. Again, it's brand new, yes. And secondly, Volkswagen has got a reputation to this car. It's an everyman's car. You know, you could be a student, you could be a professor.
No. I mean, you know me, I love my VWs and I would continue to own VWs if I wanted to buy another car. But...
but really now?
I loved my Volkswagen. It was a very sad day when I had to crush her.
Well,
what else could I say about Volkswagen, right? So, you know, it's like some of us are very brand loyal. And the Volkswagen has a big place in my heart. The Volkswagen Golf, this car is iconic.
Very iconic. It is an icon on its own, you know? I mean, it has been around for God knows how many years. So if you tell me it's going to set you back more than the Leon, I think it makes absolute sense.
All right. That's good because the next car that we're talking about is the Audi A3 Sportback. Now, again, we say same platform, which means same specs, more or less. Right?
But here's where it gets a little bit different and a little bit tricky. Of course, first things first, you're driving an Audi, which also means you basically bought yourself into a luxury brand.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. As a result, price of the car is significantly different from the Golf or the Seat Leon. And second difference of all is that the interior has less... No, let me rephrase that sentence. You know what? The cabin has got more physical buttons.
You're basically saying that you're paying more, so you get more bells and whistles.
No, not exactly. You know how the new Golf and the Leon has got a lot of touchscreen sliders and all that stuff to adjust the volume of your infotainment system and your aircon, whatnot. It's a bit annoying, but for the Audi A3, all these annoying stuff is just not there. And for some reason, the center console just looks a lot neater. I mean, Audi being Audi, I suppose the attention to detail is impeccable. But more importantly, physical buttons are available for you to meddle with on a daily basis. And I think that's just really important.
Because there is an entire department or division or whatever they call it in Germany in Audi that does nothing but the tactile experience of the driver.
I guess. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I genuinely like how it sounds when you press the button. It has that tick, 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 sort of sound, and I just love it. It feels good. It sounds good.
You're a weirdo.
I know. Attention to detail, man. Attention to detail.
No, you're just a weirdo. Okay, now, one other thing that you pay more for is 0 to 100 in 8.4 seconds. So 0.1 second faster than the Seat Leon Mild Hybrid or the Volkswagen Golf Mild Hybrid is what you get.
You are an embarrassment, Clarissa.
Hey, you said detail, right? There's a detail, right?
Okay, but there's one thing I want to complain about. I think it's, to be fair, we should complain about this for the A3 Sportback, and it's the fact that for some reason it doesn't come with auto hold function, even though it comes with electric park brake. Oh, wait, I think it does. Wait a minute.
Make up your mind.
Yeah, you know what, it does. I just want to find fault with the A3, but because I genuinely remembered the predecessor test car did not come with it, but I think now it does. It does now. I was confused with the previous one.
I don't know what to say, Julian.
I know, I'm just trying to go against Audi because there's so many good things about this car. I just feel that it's
just
unfair.
You're nitpicking,
to
right?
Leon.
All right. Okay, well, here's something that might be a legit pick. Audi A3 Sportback Mild Hybrid is $166,000. So let's remind our listeners, the Seat Leon Mild Hybrid is $118,000. The Volkswagen Golf Mild Hybrid, $125,000. Now, you are paying $40,000 more for the Audi A3 Sportback Mild Hybrid. And what do you get for that $40,000 more other than bragging rights? Because Audi is a luxury marquee, you are also getting a very different tactile experience, you know, the touchy-feely experience of the dashboard and everything. You are getting 0.1 seconds more speed. And actually, and this is something that I will say about Audi, the overall driving experience of an Audi, however they do it, I don't know, is different. It is luxury. That is the truth. You drive a Volkswagen Golf, you drive an Audi A3, you feel the difference. Is that $40,000 worth of difference? You need to decide when you go and test drive it. But you need to I think that somebody is considering these cars should test drive all three.
Yes. Yes, you are absolutely right. And that is what I am going to do. I've driven the two, except the Audi Sportback. I'm expecting to test drive the car soon. I suspect it'll feel the same. But yet, I'm still very much looking forward to the A3 Sportback. I've driven many generations of the A3 Sportback. And I've loved every one of them. And I cannot imagine that every time Audi comes up with a new A3 Sportback, they just feel better than its predecessor. And I'm just very curious to know how they can better its predecessor, how this car can better its predecessor, because it's already that good, right? So I'm really curious. I can't wait to drive it. More importantly, it's the price.
Right? You know? The price is something that practical Singaporeans who are parents like ourselves and who don't work for ridiculously large paychecks have to be practical and consider, which is why I come back to what I said in an earlier episode. Not the most expensive, not the cheapest, and what's in between is what I end up choosing, right? That's why when I've been faced with decisions like this, I went with the Volkswagen.
Yeah, I guess. Now that you put it this way, maybe I shouldn't even change cars. I should just, you know, not bother.
That's a conversation for you and your petite wife.
I know. Tell me about it.
But if you had to pick one of the three, now we say again, same platform, three different car brands, Audi A3, Seat Leon, Volkswagen Golf, which one would you pick?
Money no issue.
Money no issue.
Audi A3 Sportback.
All right. Now, money issue?
Volkswagen Golf.
I kind of feel sorry for the Seat Leon. They need to be more expensive.
No, but then again, the Leon has got its... Seriously, I reckon the Leon has got its benefits as well. The only thing that's setting the Leon, or rather holding the Leon back, is the fact that it lacks popularity. It lacks the marketing power, you know, the branding, the brand awareness. That's what it lacks.
Yes, that is the only thing it lacks. You know, to be very, very fair to all three of them, Audi does a great job putting their marquee out there. Volkswagen is just an iconic marquee, especially if you're talking about the Golf. The Seat Leon's only drawback is their marketing budget could be bigger.
Oh, I guess. I think they could do a lot better than now.
So I will say this for the record. I couldn't pick between the three unless I test drove the three for a week each. But I think that the Seat Leon is prettier than the Volkswagen Golf. Not prettier than the Audi A3 Sportback, but prettier than the Volkswagen Golf.
I think I have to agree with you. I think to a certain point, I think the Leon looks better than the Golf.
Right. So yes. At that point, if you are into hatchbacks and German technology, you really do need to test drive all three.
Any car that you want to buy, test drive first. Make sure you know how it feels. Even better, bring the missus and the kids along with you.
I think that's brilliant advice to end this segment on. This has been Chasing Cars, same platform, three different car brands. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is Julian Koh, editor from SG Carmart. You're on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.